Good morning. Welcome, welcome. According to my watch, it is time for hymn sing. And we already have our first request. It is well with my soul, which is number 377. 377. And we'll sing verses 1 and 4. One and four of 377. Verse 4. And another request, yes.
723, first
of all. Number 723. Shall we gather at the river? First and fourth verses. Number 723. Shall we gather? Verse 4. Thank you. And our next request, yes, Dale. 374. Standing on the promises. And Dale, did you have a verses particular in mind? 1 and 4, 374.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God.
Okay, and I think we have time for one more. I heard 400. And are there verses there, Susan? 1 and 2 of hymn number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to Jesus taught me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood.
Thank you so much for joining us for Hymn Sing. We will now continue with our worship service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. That was beautiful, as always. Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you all here and all of you joining us on Zoom as well. A special welcome to all our visitors and guests. And we have a few announcements. I'll start with the every Sunday announcements to remind you that there are prayer cards in the pews. Please feel free to fill those out to share your joys and concerns. Also, right after the service, of course, please join us across the breezeway in the fellowship hall. And we have some announcements here. The birthdays this month, we announced these a few weeks ago, I believe, but it's still January, so happy birthday to all those that had birthdays in January. And the Whiteboard Bible Study, this is volume 2, and it's being held in the Camellia Room, 11 to 11:45, and that is today, right? Okay. And the Hearts Grow meetings are held on the second and fourth Sundays. Children can come in before the sermon and stay until the end of fellowship. But of course, parents are also welcome. And blood donating, please, if you can donate blood. I've been reading in several places the severe blood shortage, so if you are able to, please consider doing that. I kind of checked on at the Tractor Supply, but I think I was a week off. Anybody hear of a local blood? Deb has.
Deb was last week, last Wednesday. Okay. But if you can call the,
okay, so either the Red Cross or Lifestream, I'm sure you can call or look it up online and find a local center. Our free Saturday movie, February 4th at 11, is called Arranged, and that's going to be, of course, shown in the Faith Theater, too. And are there any other announcements? Okay, then if you could please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is my all.
He is my all.
Jesus is all I need. And if you continue standing as you're able, then join in this hymn, I Love to Tell the Story, 156.
I love
story will be my theme in glory, to tell thee all the story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, it's pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell thee all the story of Jesus and his love.
Thank you, and now take a moment to turn and greet your neighbors with a friendly hello and a wave and a smile.
We have Kathy sitting up there. Hello, Kathy. She's the one who rings the bell before the worship all the time. If you feel like the sanctuary is a bit cold, let me know, because since we had a new sort of a circulation system, we changed the timing of the heater to come on, and I've been adjusting it, but if it's still like a little bit cool here, I need to start the heater a little bit sooner. So let us know. And we welcome also Jeanine on Zoom. And yes, hi. And I guess Ednar and Austin, they are traveling. They are in the car. Safe traveling for them. And we have April and Bill, someone on iPhone, I don't know who that is,
and June Fisher.
And June and Joyce, welcome, and we have also one on a telephone as well.
And Jeanine and Brian are getting over COVID, so keep Jeanine in your prayers, and Brian.
You have any?
Yeah, actually, we want to continue to remember. Who do we remember? Do I know my name? Yeah, Steve and Ann and
Katie,
they are dealing with some cold, I guess. We want to pray for them as well. And the name will come to me.
During the sermon.
That's why I typed it up all the time.
I have a joy to share this morning. This Tuesday evening, we are going to the United Methodist Church of Corona for my middle grandson's Eagle Scout ceremony. I have three grandsons. This will be the second one, and the third one is on his way, so I'm going to have three Eagle Scouts.
All right.
That's quite remarkable.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
My sister and her husband live in Virginia. He's been declining for a long time. He fell November last year, and the hip really never healed. They're finally going to have to go into a assisted living for him. His name is Hal. I don't think he's going to last too much longer, which is going to be really tough on my sister, because they've been married almost 60 years.
I just remember the names. Spo and Jeannie. Jeannie had a COVID and was lingering, and she sent me a note, and I asked your prayers before, but we want to continue our prayers for them as well.
Hi, this is Judy Salveson, and my friend Lance, who has the stage 4 cancer, lung cancer, he had his first COVID, chemotherapy on Friday, and he sailed through it. It was 9 hours. I had no idea that it took that long for them to get chemo, et cetera.
Wow.
But he went through it. He said, well, this sucks. But but he did really well, and he's not nauseous or sick or anything like that. And we're just continued prayers, because hopefully if it goes on like that, it will shrink the cancers.
I'm Pat Shores. I just noticed on the back of the today's program that there's prayers for my sister Allison, and then her daughter Emily, and the twin baby girls. Just wanted a little update on the babies. They're still at the hospital. I think Ren has gotten to be 4 pounds. I think they have to be 4 pounds before they're allowed to go home. And so I asked Allison, well, why didn't she get to go home? And she said, well, she's having a little bit of trouble with breathing, so they figured she might as well just stay at the hospital since the other ones are too. So anyway, they're getting a little bit bigger, but they're still awfully small, and hopefully next month we hope they're going to get to go home. Thank you.
And also, if you have noticed, Jen is here.
Yay.
She's like a soldier, a really toughy. She has recovered, and she's still recovering, and she's here, and we are so happy to see her in our worship. So more prayers for Jan as well.
And I have one more joy that I didn't share, and my sister is coming to visit February 1st through 8th. So she'll be here for the movie, and you'll get to see her on Sunday, and I can't wait for her to be here. Anyone on Zoom, raise your hand.
Thank you, everyone. We'll now continue with our unison prayer. If you please join me, it's printed in your bulletin, and it's, of course, on the screen. It's the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us continue to join our hearts in prayer as we remember all the loved ones, the people of God, God has placed in our life and in our hearts, and we feel burdened for them. And let us remember their need, their life circumstances, and ask God to reach out unto them through the power of the Holy Spirit and many other things that we have in our hearts. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, by your grace, our lives been sustained last year, and we have welcomed this new year. And even from the beginning of the new year, we feel like that our lives has become so busy, and it's hard for us to find the time to be alone with you and be able to meditate and focus where we are in life and where we are heading. And we are so grateful that you have given us this time together so that we may forget about all the busyness of this world and be able to focus on you, on what you are doing for us and all the grace and blessings we have received from you. So, Lord, for this precious moment, our hearts are widely open that you may come in through your Holy Spirit and visit us, touch us, empower us, encourage us, give us a hope and vision. So, Lord, come and move within us. And help us realize that you are working in our lives on our behalf, even when our hearts are troubled. May we have full confidence in you that we may bring all our cares, worries, all our troubles, all the causes of troubles unto you, that we may be able to entrust all of them into your care, that we may experience freedom, O Lord, as we give the burdens of life into your hand. Lord, we come with all these baggages of life, and you always welcome us and take the burdens of life from our shoulders and give us relief and rest. So as we join our hearts in prayer, Lord, this is what we want to do. We want to give all these burdens into your hand because we trust in your loving care for us and for our loved ones. The world we see, O Lord, is still in turmoil. But regardless what's going on in the world, and no matter how much we are troubled, you are our sovereign God. You have everything in your hand. So as we join our hearts, we acknowledge, O Lord, that You are our sustainer. You are our provider. You are our Savior. And unto you, O Lord, we commit ourselves once more. So, Lord, empower us that we may continue to carry out your will. And as we join our prayers together, we acknowledge once more that we are sent by you to this world, to this church, to where we are in life, to continue to fulfill your will, to glorify you, O Lord. So now we join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for Young at Heart.
Today's story is Flashlight Night, An Adventure in Trusting God, written by Elizabeth Hasselbeck, with Grace Hasselbeck, Taylor Hasselbeck, and Isaiah Hasselbeck, illustrations by Julia Seal. Come with me and see this wall. It's full of chalk and super tall. It's where I'm brave and share my prayers, my biggest hopes, my biggest cares. I hold some chalk tight in my hand and think and think and think and stand. With that piece of chalk I write with all my heart, with all my might. All that keeps me up at night. My big math test, catching the ball. That kid who makes me feel so small, that I get all my spelling words right, that when I'm mad, I won't want to fight. You can write your prayers out, too. Here's some chalk for me and you. You'll find it's easy once you start. Share anything that's on your heart. That bike I want. That skateboard trick. Our friend who's just found out she's sick. Will I learn to blow a bubble, or tie my shoes, stay out of trouble, at recess be the friend they choose, multiply and divide by twos? We sit and look up at the wall. Will our prayers be way too big, or are they way too small? One more thing I can't forget. God, can you make me kind of tall? You both are brave to write your prayers, Mom says with her bright smile. Let's give our worries up to God and come back in a little while. To us, a while feels like forever. Actually, forever plus two. Is that how long we'll have to wait to see what God will do? We wait and wait and wait to go. Will the answers be yes or no? Waiting is done. The time is right. Mom calls out, "It's flashlight night. Come on, friend. Let's go see what answers wait for you and me." Up, up, up the stairs, we climb right to the spot, the wall that holds such special prayers, some answered and some not. Do you see the wall? Mom asks. Yes, Mom, I see it every night. She flips a switch and click, out goes the light. How about when it's dark? Mom asks. Do you see it now? I don't, I answer quietly, but I know it's there somehow. Now flash your light on the prayers where you see God's great big yes, and turn your flashlight off where your yes has not come yet. Flashlight on, I'm getting tall, I've grown an inch or two. Flashlight off, I'm still waiting for a bike that's red and blue. Flashlight on, I learned to tie my shoes. Flashlight off, that game I play, I always seem to lose. Flashlight on, that boy who was a bother is now being nice to me. Flashlight off, our friend's still sick, that skateboard trick just gave me a skinned knee. Flashlight on, at swim class I was really brave and jumped into the pool. Flashlight off, I still worry about the tests at school. Mom says, sometimes we see God's yes and other times we don't, but just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. Even when it's dark and dim and when we cannot see, let's choose to place our trust in God. He's close to you and me. Dear God, I'm thankful for a place to share my worries, hopes, and prayers. I'm thankful I don't have to fear because you're always there. I'm thankful I can trust you with all my strength and might. I'm thankful for family and friends and for our flashlight night. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. John 20:29. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed. The end. May we always keep our trust in God and trust in his path for us. Amen.
And now it's time for our next hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, number 474.
Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is o'er, cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. It's now time for our scripture reading. Today's scripture comes from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. And this is Jesus praying in Gethsemane. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Look, my betrayer is at hand." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. Looks like that the weather is getting a bit warmer, and spring may be here before we even know it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will visit you individually this morning and speak to your heart, that you all may hear what God wants you to hear this morning from the Word of God. Way out west, a cowboy was driving down a road one sunny day. His dog riding in the back of the pickup truck, his faithful horse in the trailer behind. The beautiful day made him daydream, and he failed to negotiate a curve and had a terrible accident. Sometime later, a state police officer came upon the scene, an animal lover. He saw the horse first. Realizing the serious nature of its injuries, he drew his service revolver and put the animal out of its misery. He walked around the accident and found the dog, also hurt critically. He couldn't bear to hear it whine in pain, so he ended the dog's suffering as well. Finally, he located the cowboy who suffered multiple fractures off in the weeds. "Hey, are you okay?" the cop asked. The cowboy took one look at the smoking revolver in the trooper's hand and quickly replied, "Never felt better." The cowboy did not need time to speculate what to answer to the officer. Anyone in the situation of the cowboy would have answered in the same manner. Sensing what is most valuable and acting upon it are built in our instinct and nature. However, the awareness of essential things in life is not always activated in a peaceful time, but in times of trouble or crisis. Now, Deb, if you would, I want to share at this point an adorable video clip I found this past week. It speaks volumes of what trouble is. So let's see the video.
Trinity Health of New England, the bottom line. says if the vaccine is safe.
Get the facts on the vax. Visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine.
Do you want...
That's okay, Mala. Just trying to get the other ones to follow her. That one's the...
one that doesn't follow directions?
That's the Silas of the group. Yo. Come on, babies. Poor mama.
I feel you.
Other ones are over there. Oh, that one's trying to climb a telephone pole. Yeah, there you go. There you go. God. Good little cubby. Mama had to hide that far one. Yeah, there you go. Here comes Mama. She's like, are you kidding me? Like, just get your brother over there. Like, would you... Oh. Little...
more to a bear.
Come on, little one. Don't you. Don't you even dare.
I get it.
We don't see the father bear in the video. In the wild, mother bears raise cubs by themselves. They say that father bears would be a competition than help. The mother bear would have had an easier time if she had some help, but no one was available, of course. You know, you see this, the mother bear struggling by herself, right? And we can picture very easily, it's like a single mom raising, you know, four kids, right? Did you notice what the woman said in the video? You know, she said she could relate to the mother bear. She sounds like a mother who understands the troubles of raising kids. Our troubles are similar to the mother bear. Life does not run the way we want. Life brings a lot of frustration and sighs and a lot of, come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me moments. We have to tackle our problems by ourselves when we are in trouble. So trouble is bad, and you usually try to avoid it. What we want to look at this morning is benefits of trouble, the benefits of trouble. Is there such a thing as a benefit from trouble? Yes, there is. In fact, troubles do a lot of good to us and for us. They make us strong and help us how to manage life wisely. And we will focus on some important lessons that trouble teach us this morning. So let's look at Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was right before his arrest, at night before the crucifixion. Jesus prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me, and yet not what I will, but what thou will. Jesus prayed so hard in pain that he sweated, and his sweat fell like blood drops from his skin. What added more to his pain was that he was completely alone. Soon after he began the public ministry, he gained popularity and thousands upon thousands followed him. Just several days ago, he entered the city of David and a huge crowd gathered and lined up on the street to welcome him. But no one saw in him a suffering servant. He needed moral support from his disciples and chose three of his top eight to be with him and pray for him. But they all fell asleep. At the time of unbearable pain and trouble, Jesus was all by himself. So what do we see here? Trouble and loneliness coexist. Columnist Walter Winchell once said, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Trouble serves as a litmus test of who our genuine friend is. At this most painful and lonely moment, Jesus called Abba, Father. Abba in Aramaic means a father, which everyone uses, including children. You know, the Hebrew, Aramaic, and then the language that the Muslims speak, they are all from the same family of language. So Abba is in Aramaic. Ab, that's in Hebrew. Ev, that's in Arabic. All means father. Like any Abba, God was Jesus' dad, so close and intimate. But there's more. And we can find that more of the implication of Abba in Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what thou wilt. Abba, Father, is all-powerful, and Jesus committed himself to the will of the Father, even if it meant more pain for him. It's not like, take this away from me, and that's the end of the prayer. But when he said, Abba, Father, I'm here to willing to suffer more if that's your will. So Abba has a little more depth to it. Dad, we want to portray is the one who loves us and does everything we want. Abba, whom Jesus called, had that loving image too, but also it implies, I have full trust that your will is better than mine, and I will obey you, even if it means pain that I do not want. Jesus poured out his sorrow and asked if he had other alternatives. However, his trust and obedience led him to yield to the authority and plan of his Abba. Abba Father is basically a repetition of Abba twice. It's like Abba, Abba. And if you'd like to know, it's interesting that in Korean, when the children call their dad, it's called Abba. It's kind of similar. It's a Abba Father is basically a repetition of Abba twice, which shows Jesus' desperation and agony. Jesus, as a fully human, needed his Father at an unbearably painful time. He was deeply distressed and troubled. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Abba Father was the only one for Jesus to turn to in his time of trouble. We too can harvest the same benefit from trouble. Trouble turns us to God and helps filter out non-essential things in life. Trouble helps us to turn to God and helps filter out non-essential things in life. Our relationship with each other is meaningful, but in reality is fragile. In the middle of trouble and at the end of our journey, our relationship with Abba Father is what truly counts. Let me share with you a story that Ray Steadman, in Talking to My Father, wrote. An old missionary couple had been working in Africa for years, and they were returning to New York City to retire. They had no pension, their health was broken, they were defeated, discouraged, and afraid. They discovered they were booked on the same ship as President Teddy Roosevelt, who was returning from one of his big game hunting expeditions. No one paid attention to them. They watched the fanfare that accompanied the president's entourage, with the passengers trying to catch a glimpse of that great man. As the ship moved across the ocean, the old missionary said to his wife, "Something is wrong. Why should we have given our lives in faithful service for God in Africa all these many years and have no one care a thing about us? Here, this man comes back from a hunting trip and everybody makes much over him, but nobody gives two hoots about us." "Dear, you shouldn't feel that way," his wife said. "I can't help it. It doesn't seem right." When the ship docked in New York, a band was waiting to greet the president. The mayor and other dignitaries were there. The papers were full of the president's arrival. But no one noticed this missionary couple. They slipped off the ship and found a cheap flat on the east side, hoping the next day to see what they could do to make a living in the city. That night, the man's spirit broke. He said to his wife, "I can't take this. God is not treating us fairly." His wife replied, "Why don't you go to the bedroom and tell that to the Lord. A short time later, he came out from the bedroom. Now, his face was completely different. His wife asked, "Dear, what happened?" "The Lord settled it with me," he said. "I told him how bitter I was that the president should receive this tremendous homecoming and no one met us as we returned home. And when I finished, it seems as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, 'But you are not home yet.'" If we feel like life isn't fair, we may just simply remind ourselves by saying, "We are not home yet. All the troubles will be buried as we put our eternal hope deep in our hearts once more." Are we in trouble? Let us not be discouraged. For our trouble filters out non-essential things in our lives. In fact, if you look at it, all the trouble carefully, we are troubled most of the time by those non-essential things. And trouble helps filter them out. Trouble helps us to turn to our Abba Father, who settles our trouble and show us his grace and his mercy. Amen.
Thank you for continuing to send in your tithes and offerings to the church office. Those of you that can't make it on Sundays, for those of you that are here, there is an offering plate in the back. And we're grateful to have David and Colleen share some special music with us today.
I have some good news today. At this particular juncture, I will not be tearing the head off of any music stands. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Dear Lord Jesus, our hearts are filled with gratitude and thanksgiving, for you have drew us out of the pit of troubles over and over. And through all these years, O Lord, you've been so faithful, walking together with us upon our long journey. So with this thanksgiving, we acknowledge who you are and what you have done for us. And we want to bless you. We ask you to receive this offering and bless it, that it may be used to extend your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join in our final hymn. It's your insert in your bulletin, and we'll sing verses 1-3 of I'd Rather Have Jesus.
Held in sin's dress.
Power, you can transform any life circumstances to serve us. And even the troubles we face, you can use them to teach us, to redirect us, to benefit us. So with this faith we have in you, as we trust in your loving care, we can go out and face our realities. So, Lord, may we always have full trust in you, even in the midst of trouble, that we may continue on in your peace. So we ask you now to send all of us with this assurance of your presence and send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Afraid, God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, He will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in and show you believe, reach out to so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above.